The Pali word for meditation, bhavana, means to develop. It involves both developing and letting go. You're letting go of unskillful qualities, trying to give rise to skillful ones. And as the Buddha said, there are three kinds of discernment. There's the discernment that comes from listening or reading, the discernment that comes from thinking things through, and then there's the discernment that comes from developing. In other words, you watch your mind in action as it's trying to give rise to more mindfulness, more concentration. And you begin to see what it's doing, how it's shaping the present moment. Because the present moment doesn't come to you fully assembled. There's some assembly required. You've got potentials coming in from the past. But then you have to do something with those potentials to make them into an actual experience. And here you are watching yourself doing that right here. You've got the form of the body. You've got the feelings of pleasure you're trying to create. You've got the perceptions that hold you with the breath. Thought constructs that talk about the breath, ask questions about the breath, recommend adjustments. And then consciousness, which is aware of all these things. These are all activities that you're doing. And the Buddha says to gain insight into the five aggregates. You're not just watching aggregates willy-nilly. You're watching the aggregates that you're trying to make really good. And as you try to make them better and better, you get a better and better sense of them. And you begin to see their possibilities, their potentials, but also their limitations. So it's in the doing that you gain the discernment. You're not just watching a TV show. You're playing an interactive game here. You want to learn how to play it well. And as you play it well, you come to a point where you develop some dispassion for it. You see, this is as good as it gets, but there must be something better. That's when you really let go. If you tell yourself to let go before then, you keep on picking things up again. So get really good at this so you can explore how far can you go in these activities in the present moment as you develop them into the best state of mind that you can manage. And you learn by doing. That's when you really see things for what they are, and you see how you're creating your experiences not only while you meditate, but also as you go through the day. Raw material comes in from the past. You can make good things out of it. You can make bad things out of it. It's up to you. We're pretty good at making bad things out of things. Now learn some skills in making good things out of them. And as you make good things out of them, the mind is more willing to watch them. When you watch yourself doing unskillful things, you don't want to look. You don't want to see. You turn your gaze away. But as you're getting better and better at this, you find yourself more and more inclined to want to watch what you're doing. That's where you really get insight. So work on your concentration, work on your mindfulness. And it's in the course of the work that the insights will arise.